Zdeni 4. When I decided to set up my own business, I thought of Survival Academy, a kind of school for people who want to prove themselves in extreme situations. It was a natural choice for me. As you can imagine, I built up quite a lot of experience due to my various projects on TV. I hosted Born Survivor and Man vs. Wild, and took part in filming a few seasons of each in different parts of the world. But when a local TV station learned about my plans and offered to film my Survival Academy, I turned the offer down. I don't want my course participants to be distracted by cameras. I found the ideal place for my academy when I was on holiday 3 years ago in the Scottish Highlands. I realize that it offers numerous advantages like rugged scenery and capricious weather, both perfect for setting demanding tasks. And there was one more reason for choosing this area. I've never done any professional assignments there, and I am eager to test myself in a completely new location. I also appreciate the distance from civilization, as I don't want reporters to spy on me and compare my past survival TV shows with what I'll be doing in Scotland in a few weeks. That is when the first course will start. I believe that surviving in extreme situations requires two abilities: an adequate reaction to danger and appropriate survival skills. The first, the right reaction, is actually difficult to teach. Everyone reacts differently. I've met a lot of real survivors, and I'm sure that simply sharing their experiences with those who can't imagine real danger makes little sense. Instead, I intend to actually put participants in life-threatening situations so that they can discover how they are likely to react themselves. What I can teach them then are the practical skills crucial for survival, like building their own shelter or finding edible plants. I'm sure that I can make my academy relatively safe. But there are always risks. The wild is unpredictable, and accidents will happen, usually when you're least expecting them. I also take it for granted that some participants will merely treat the academy as an exciting adventure. They may put their lives in danger, trusting the coach to come to their rescue when things get out of control. The academy is not for wimps, but if someone takes unnecessary risks to show off, we will have to say goodbye to them.